Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long in studio, and it's time for the Inside the Draft, which is brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. And I can say that happened for a fact for me because I had my lights go off and Craig's generator came on for me last week. So Craig's does a great job. Charlie, we got three players, didn't go to LSU or Tulane, but will end up going real high in this NFL draft.
Yeah, three Louisiana natives. You know, we're going to start with a guy that I think will probably be the first of these three off the board. Maybe you can make an argument for another guy, but we'll start with Florida State wide receiver Keon Coleman, Mike.
Yeah.
A big body receiver from Opelousas who might sneak in at the back end of the first round. If not, he's going to be a very early second round pick.
Yeah, why he might not go in round one would be, okay, when you get to the backside, a lot of that is teams specific need-wise. And teams looking to trade up for a specific player also. So in a very thickly group of wide receivers, he may slip into the early part of round two, but he's a big target wide out, great contested catch guy. He still is a little bit of a football puppy, learning how to run routes. He had told me, because he came to a couple of our camps, that his first love was basketball, always was. And then he figured out they had a lot of guys his size playing basketball, but playing football was a different story. And so he starts out at Michigan State. He was not recruited to LSU. He was sort of the B guy, or one of the B guys for him. He goes to Michigan State, makes a big impact there, and then last year decides to transfer. LSU wasn't in on him right away. They came in late, but he decides to go to Florida State. And what you saw was a big target receiver, goes over the middle, arms and hands all around him, and he comes up with the catch. And he's no track sprinter, but, man, he plays fast with a helmet and pads on. And if you look at that gauntlet drill that they do where they run him down the seam and they throw him the football, he tested out the fastest of all the receivers at the combine doing it.
I think that Keon Coleman's situation is going to be huge for him, where he lands, what landing spot he ends up in, because – I think, Mike, you called him a football puppy, but just the size and capabilities, like, you see the ability on tape. Consistency was a little bit of an issue with him at Florida State just this past year, But he, you know what he can do, and you know what he can provide any team. It's just a matter of getting him in the right situation with the right offensive coordinator, the right quarterback, and that guy can shine instantly, in my opinion.
One thing he's got with him, he's got Elite, so to speak, confidence in himself.
Man, oh, yeah.
He's got great confidence in himself. He that part about his game, he's elite with, because he really thinks anything that goes up in the air around him, he's coming down with, and he's got a pair of mitts on him that goes up and goes over the top of a defensive back to make a catch. And also, too, with people around him coming up with that, man, that's critical in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to say, when you have that size and that, you know, hand capabilities, it's hard not to be confident in yourself. Moving on, Mike, to the second guy on this list, who I think we both agree is probably the best, if not top two, linebacker in this class. And that's the consensus All-American first-team All-SEC performer for Texas A&M last year, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker from Covington, Mike.
Man, I saw him at Covington, and then, man, his jump from 2022 to 2023, I told this to Herb Tyler. I think he was the most improved player in the SEC last year. Certainly he's the most improved player on the defensive side of the football. He's smart. He's instinctive. He rarely takes a false step, and he's a thumper. Man, he hits you, and he puts you down with some force. He's gotten much better in the coverage part of the game. Now, he's in a battle here for the number one spot with Junior Colson from Michigan. I think if Peyton Wilson from North Carolina State didn't have all the injuries, he might be the number one guy here. But I think the injuries might scare off some teams. But Cooper played terrific last year for the Aggies. And he's compact build, but he can run. And he doesn't have a lot of wasted motion in his ability to run the field east and west. Did a great job last year for Texas A&M.
Undoubtedly so. He's a game wrecker.
And I think he's a second-round pick.
I think so, too. But it's also because you're looking at the linebacker position and how it's valued in today's NFL. It is not.
You know what's changed, Charlie, since I first started doing this? Size of the linebackers.
Yeah, they used to be
6'3", 6'4", 245.
But Edgerrin Cooper's kind of almost that size. Like, he's 6'3", 230. He's not like necessarily like the 250 thumper or anything like that. But if he's got speed. And, I mean, this, once again, Edgerrin Cooper, game record at the linebacker position. It's just that, you know, cover corners and edge rushers are obviously more valued in the modern-day NFL, so he's going to fall into the second round.
And, two, is you got to cover.
Yeah.
Because you're coming off the field if you're not. Like, Junior Colson is a little bit smaller. Man, you see Peyton Wilson. He's tall, but he's a thin drink of water. I mean, he is really thin for his size. So the linebacker body-wise type has changed throughout the years. Cooper's got good size, but it's his build because he's compact with that 230 pounds. He really is. And, man, he can run. He covers a lot of ground and fast.
And then wrapping things up, the final player we're going to talk about here, Mike, one of my Louisiana Raging Cajun boys, he went to Chalmette, offensive tackle Nathan Thomas.
He was a lightly to medium range recruit coming out of Chalmette. He's a big size lineman. He's grown into that body pretty good. And he has started at left tackle for the Raging Cajuns the last two seasons and done a really good job. Now, I'd like to see him become more of a power player, but what he's really good at is his ability to put his hands and sort of maneuver those guys around up front. He's got good hand placement skills. He's gotten much better with his body balance and control in the lower body. As a pass protector, sometimes he gets a little bit off balance. But I think that's the body balance part. I think he ends up going early to mid fourth round.
Wow.
Even despite the fact he didn't get to play in the bowl game because he had the knee surgery. But he's a big left tackle that, okay, if it doesn't work out at left tackle, I know he can play left guard. But he's a big body lineman, and look at what happened to those last two Raging Cajun guards that got kicked into the NFL. They got paid this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the size, 6'5", 330.
He's a big man.
Yeah, he is a big dude. But you're looking at, you know, the potential, as you mentioned, Robert Hunt and Kevin Dotson, those two guys, for former Cajuns that got paid with their respective teams, the Rams. And then, well, actually, Robert Hunt got paid by the Panthers. He moved from Miami to Carolina in the offseason. Both of them got really nice paydays, both interior offensive lineman from Louisiana. So, I mean, maybe that even provides a little bit of a boost to someone like Nathan Thomas that, you know, it's almost been like kind of a mini offensive line factory from the Group of Five schools.
And I give your boy Napier a lot of credit.
Oh, yeah.
He could recruit offensive linemen. Man, he did a really good job bringing those guys
in.
They
could run the football.
And that was the hallmark, which you said, I was going to say it. Their ability to control the line of scrimmage offensively. That's it for our Inside the Draft segment. It's brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!